live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 30th day of January 2026, our last live program of the month of January this year. Well, I am thrilled to have a first-time guest on the program. He was actually one of our on-site guests when I was manning an exhibitor's booth at the G3 conference, G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, about 8 years ago, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2018, was where I first met my guest. And those G3 conferences have proven to be so fruitful in my life personally and as well for the benefit of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And one reason is that my guest today, Brian Nind, president of Hearts for the Lost Ministry, after 8 years of meeting me, he contacted me the other day out of the blue and requested information on sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And he immediately agreed to do it after receiving that information. And we are now advertising Hearts for the Lost Ministry daily on this program. You will notice the new ad for them if you listen to this program regularly. And Brian is going to be discussing how to equip, excite, and educate your flock for biblical evangelism. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, at least for a full two-hour interview, Brother Brian Nind.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing, sir? So good to now virtually see you.
Amen. Well, why don't you tell our listeners about heartsforthelost.com?
Yeah, I would love to. First of all, you talk about the testimony of G3, and I know everything that went down, but man, just some of the ministry contacts, and actually one of my first people I met was Dwayne Atkinson, and we started talking about ministry and prison ministry specifically. And he said, hey, I'm doing this podcast, and I would love for you to talk about prison ministry. I didn't know what podcast was, Chris. So basically it's just radio on the computer and the Bar Network. And then I started seeing Bar Network shirts everywhere. And Dwayne was just not some simpleton running around that place. But yeah, so did the bar, got introduced to podcasting. Long story short, I got introduced to a couple dear friends, Solacast, which is part of the bar. Jimmy De Los Santos, my podcast partner, got into the Hearts for Lost podcast under the Bar Network, and kind of that's where that came from. But yeah, G3 has been an amazing, just amazing ministry. You have that upper level, the plenary speakers, right, that have their kind, but that secondary and tertiary level ministry that went on in those halls was just life-changing in some ways.
Yeah. So. And I clearly remember my first encounter with Dwayne Atkinson. I was walking down those aisles where the exhibitors' booths were, and he called out to me On Shopping's On. And I turned around, and it was Dwayne. I had never seen or heard from him before. I didn't know who he was. And I approached him, and he said, "You are the OG of Christian radio." He said, "It was because of you," he said to me, "that I started my own podcast and now have a podcast network." So I was honored that he had that very important connection with me in his life, because before that, I did not even know that I helped him to inspire him to launch his own show. But Dart, please tell us more about heartsfortheloss.com.
Yeah, so Hearts for the Lost, we're a ministry working, first of all, you said it, excite, educate, and equip believers to share their faith wherever they are. So we work with local churches. We want to do in and through the local church and the authority of that local church. We're always for free. I'm going to give you the highlights. I'm sure we'll go deep dive in a little bit. We got 2 hours, right? So, but highlights, work in and through the local church. We are always 100% free for that church. We've got donors and sponsors as well that want us to go out. And we're not all about, a lot of people think of us as street preaching, and we're going to go out and teach you how to street preach. Now, there are street preachers. I do street preaching, but this is more of conversational evangelism. How does the mom at school board meetings, or how does the dad at work, or the mom at work, or neighbors or families, or how, when the opportunity, are you prepared, are you equipped to share the gospel biblically when that opportunity comes up? So that is really our ministry. We do it with events. We can do an event on a church campus. We'll do individual mentoring or training with church leaders, with evangelism teams. And really, Chris, it's been for years all about going after the individual and evangelizing, which is still part of our ministry, but we are transitioning a little bit. My prayer and kind of the vision of where I'd like to go is I'd like to help plant evangelism ministries in churches. I'd like to either take them from zero and share a blueprint that we're doing at our church here about 3 years in of evangelism ministry that kind of started from scratch and now built. I'm sure we'll talk about that as well. But either help the one that wants to start it, help the one that maybe it's going and just needs a little boost of energy, or even help or go encourage ones that are already doing it and talk about things that we can do better, differently, and really just hit. So that's really the newer vision. And again, really, and I can't find a lot of ministries out there that help churches plant evangelism ministries. There's church plants, there's all that, which is biblical and awesome. But I think there's a dire need for evangelism ministry planting, and we just want to help pastors do that in whatever way we can.
Amen. And once again, the website is heartsforthelost.com. So you can look that website up and do your own investigation and exploration to find out more about that ministry. And we will be announcing that website later on in the program as well. Well, as you know, we have a tradition here on Iron Trip and Zion Radio. Whenever we have a first-time guest, we have that guest give a summary of their salvation testimony that would include the religious atmosphere in which they were raised, if any, and what kind of providential circumstances our sovereign Lord raised up in their lives that drew them to himself and saved them. And we would love to hear a summary of your story.
All right, Chris. Yeah, I born in Virginia, grew up in Speedway, Indiana, did a lot of life in Southern California, now in Indianapolis, Indiana, but really had very little, if none, church life, Bible, anything of that. Very, very traditional, normal childhood. My mom and dad got divorced early on in my life, so went through the thing. But pretty much, Chris, the Lord got me late. I lived a lot of years in open, ongoing sin, basically for 44 years of my life. I was addicted to drunkenness, sexual immorality, lust. I was an adulterer. I was selfish, prideful, and I was absolutely spiritually blind. Sin, it led me to losing my home and my marriage and just a lot of stability in life. The turning point and where the Lord just crushed me, it was June 8, 2009. And I was at rock bottom. I was getting kicked out of my house, packing my stuff. And I was in my office, and I had received a Bible and was trying to read it and wasn't making sense. And I was really intrigued with the staying out of hell part. That intrigued me. But having the Lord, but having this Jesus be the Lord of my life and me give up my sin, that really wasn't what I was looking for at the time. So when that bomb hit, that Bible I was packing, I was like, I knew I couldn't live. And I just remember the prayer that night was simple, but I was on my knees with the Bible open. I said, "All right, God, if this book is real, you make it come alive." And I was immediately convicted of my sin, that I just didn't cheat on my wife or my kids or my friends, but I had cheated. I had lied. I had stolen. I'd done everything against a high, holy God. And I knew that it was like, it just crushed me. And I understood that God just not only saw my actions, he saw my thoughts, all these things that people had tried to teach me over the years. And this wrath and reality, this judgment day became alive. I just didn't want to go there, but I realized I was going there. I shortly was introduced. I'd heard the gospel my whole life, but it just clicked that this cross everyone was talking about was the only answer, that Christ's death was real, his legal atonement for sinners was real, and that I had to repent and put my faith and trust in Christ alone. And I was only converted by the power of the Holy Spirit and regenerated in this heart. And I was instantly led to men in my life. I was led to the Word. The Word, Chris, just exploded. I couldn't stop getting out of the Bible. I wanted to read the whole thing from Genesis to Revelation, front to back. So a brother of mine challenged me to read from, in a year, but it was like September. So he said, "We'll do a 90-day plan." So I did that. And then the next year, and then Lord willing, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. This is the 17th year in a row since I've been saved that I'm reading through the Bible every day in a year to get through it, not only for study and everything else. But when I read Luke 9:23 and it said, "Deny yourself, pick up your cross daily and follow me," it was like, okay, follow me. Now what? Right. And I got some brothers in my life in discipleship and got into prisons, and I followed them everywhere. I went to other churches. I wanted to just absorb and really, I wanted to cut off all the old, but I wanted to fill it with good and new stuff, right? Renew your mind daily. I got into the Psalm 50 and verse 23 specifically, "The one who offers thanksgiving as a sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God." So that order one rightly just got into this structured life. I needed to have a structured life upon Christ in order to walk this out. And I just started then, Chris, just building and pouring in, guys pouring in into my life. And then I started seeing transformation. It's weird. This was 2009. So this is when YouTube was just coming out. The Lord providentially led me to Ray Comfort videos, Living Waters. So I started seeing this guy talking to people about Christ just in normal everyday conversation. I love that part. And I got led to Paul Washer Shocking Youth Conference, were the two like initial like dive bombs into this. And I just started loving sharing my faith. I wanted to do it rightly. I wanted to do it biblically. I was completely born again with a new heart, new desires, right? I knew I needed to keep being sanctified through the process. But I kid you not, the Bible came alive, as you well know, as a born again believer. And it was just amazing. I plugged into a good local church. I had a family just loving me, and basically lived for about 9.5 years separated from my marriage and really trying to reconcile. Some years more aggressive than others. I admit I didn't do all I needed to do all the time. But at about 9.5 year mark, she finally said, "I'm divorcing you. I'm moving to Florida," and we're done. So through those years, I was just pouring into learning how to evangelize. I really wanted to be like Paul at this point. If she divorced me, I'm just going to be single. I'm going to just do ministry missions. I can travel. I can do whatever I need to do. And I actually told my pastor that I was working through this at the time. I'm really, you know, Pastor Mark, I'm not going to get married again. But if the Lord wants to deliver a perfect woman on a platter, yes, that was my quote. You can put that on a meme and send it out. So through that, the Lord did deliver a woman. That is another 2-hour show on its own, how God ordained about many different things to happen, what we got through and COVID. And we've been married now 4.5 years, just an amazing woman. But through that time, I was really pouring into evangelism. And how this led to what we're talking about today is I listened to a lot. Again, Ray Comfort was a big influence, who I got to meet and go out to Ambassador Academy and get trained up. Actually, that's where I met Andrew Rappaport, another common friend.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Rappaport, yeah, out in L.A., Orange County with that. And then I also got to meet Paul Washer and do that. But I got introduced to Todd Friel and Wretched Radio. And on Wretched Radio, I had heard that this Hearts for the Lost ministry will come to any church in the country for free and do an event. Well, hey, Indianapolis is in the country. I don't have any money. What a perfect fit, right? So 2018, 2019 timeframe, all this kind of is coming together in that same time frame, which is just amazingly sovereign. And anyway, so I got Hearts for Lost scheduled to come to Indianapolis to do an event. I'd signed up to do Ambassador Academy that month, same month I was going to do it. Went out to L.A. We did the event, and I don't know if you know the Ambassador Academy, but they do kind of morning training, and then Ray and the boys, Mark Spence and EZ and all those, we go out to the two piers. One day was Huntington Pier, the next day was Santa Monica, and just you got to get up on the box and go. Well, on my team that day or that event, Jimmy De Los Santos, my now partner in crime in Hearts for the Lost, and he and I were on the same team. That's kind of how the Lord brought us together. Andrew Rappaport was also at that event, was able to get to meet him as one of the leaders as well. Anthony Silvestro, another one I know you know. So the Lord kind of brought that together. So I do the event. I get trained in L.A. I come back to Indianapolis, and we're doing this event in Indy. And what I loved about Hearts for the Lost as well is we train in the morning, or they come in and do an event in the morning. We have lunch, and then we go out to a marketplace, and let's put it into practice. Well, we're downtown Indy. We're done with the event. The team takes us out. I'm kind of leading our church guys, and then they're leading kind of the oversight of the whole thing. And the team at the time was really into one-on-one and kind of just conversational, even in a marketplace setting, which is great. And I do that as well a lot. But man, I was itching. I just got off Santa Monica Pier. I want to bring that box, and I want to do a box event downtown Indy at the Circle and just give it a shot and see how that will go. Long story short, end of the day, I asked David at the time who was leading Hearts for Lost, hey, do you mind if I set up the box? And he said, no, let's do it, man. So I got up, started doing trivia. This crowd just, again, softly, God made this box event one of the biggest I've ever had. And we went through the trivia, got a guy on the box, and Abdullah, who was a Muslim, was a Muslim. And the Lord sovereignly cracked him. He wanted to repent and believe the gospel. He wanted to be baptized in the fountains. The Lord just worked, as he always does, right? But he really went overtime on this one. And the team leaves, and we got him plugged into a local church. I've lost sight of him now. It's about 7 years ago. I don't know where he's at. I pray he's still plugged in, Lord. That's a little mini prayer right there. But the cool thing was, Hearts for Lost guys called me about a couple weeks after and said, hey, would you ever think about being part of our team? We really think you would be a fit to be a team member to train this on the team. I said, well, look, I'm still in this reconciliation phase. The divorce wasn't final yet. I'm in this reconciliation phase. I said, I need to tend to this right now. But as soon as something happens in my life, I am interested. Right. I am interested. Well, then about November, so this is June, July, about November, that's when my ex-wife decided, hey, I'm divorcing. I'm going to Florida. Chris, I kid you not. I'm in my church, in my vestibule. That's when I got the call from my ex-wife. I hang up. By the time I'm walking to the vestibule to the front door of the church, David and Harshloss called me and said, "Hey, Brian, I'm not sure if anything in your life's changed or not, but one of our guys is stepping down. Would you like to maybe participate in our ministry?"
Wow.
And God just cracked it. So I did part-time with them. And again, sovereignly, about a year and a half later, David, the leader, the founder of Hearts for Lost, David Martin, called me on the phone and just said, "Hey, Brian, I've got to step down. I can't do this ministry, health and some other things." He said, "You're the next president of this ministry." Like, David, I've never been a I don't know. I didn't sign. I didn't put my name on the ballot. I didn't run for this office. And again, the Lord, I said, "All right, this is what the Lord." I said, "Lord, you're going to have to help me do this." And that's kind of the, you wanted some God sovereign moments. Those are just a few in my life that have directed me to Hearts for Loss, to my wife, to my ministry at my church, and to what's going on. So God is good, man. God is so
hallelujah.
Good.
Well, I have got to say that your testimony of salvation not only was moving to me, but it was obviously moving to you still.
Yeah.
After all these years, after you were saved, you were still overwhelmed with emotion, recollecting it. And I can tell you that hardly ever happens on this program. that doesn't diminish those that don't well up that way with emotion. We are all individuals, and we respond differently to those memories. In fact, sometimes I well up talking about my testimony, and sometimes I don't. But it was a blessing to see how precious your salvation is to you, so visibly evident in your response to even remembering those days. And we are going to our first commercial break right now. And if anybody would like to join us with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And perhaps you there's a loved one in your life that you want prayer for, and you don't want to identify yourself because that will subsequently identify the person that you're talking about. It could be a whole host of other things. It could be that you believe your church is inadequate, sadly, in regard to training up men in their midst for evangelism. And obviously you don't want to publicly identify your church. So we understand there are reasons to remain anonymous, but if you are asking a general question, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Don't go away. We're going to be right back right after these messages from our sponsors. And folks, please always remember that our sponsors are what keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. We would not exist without our sponsors. Please always remember that. Please try to contact them and thank them for sponsoring this program, which would entail you writing down the contact information for our sponsors when you hear it. But once again, our email address for your questions is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Simon O'Mahony, pastor of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Originally from Cork, Ireland, the Lord in his sovereign providence has called me to shepherd this new and growing congregation here in Cumberland County. At TRBC, we joyfully uphold the Second London Baptist Confession, we embrace congregational church government, and we are committed to preaching the full counsel of God's Word for the edification of believers, the salvation of the lost, and the glory of our triune God. We are also devoted to living out the one another commands of Scripture, loving, encouraging, and serving each other as the body of Christ. In our worship, we sing psalms and the great hymns of the faith, and we gather around the Lord's table every Sunday. We would love for you to visit and worship with us. You can find our details at trbccarlisle.org. That's trbccarlisle.org. God willing, we'll see you soon.
Hello, this is Brian Nine, president of Hearts for the Lost Ministry. Our sole mission is to serve the local church and work directly with and alongside pastors and elders with their efforts to equip, excite, and educate their flock in biblical evangelism. We also provide practical experience opportunities in sharing the gospel directly within your immediate community. We accomplish this mission with training and Christ-centered outreach events designed to equip the church and proclaim the good news of the gospel. Our services are always 100% free. If you're looking to equip and mobilize your church for faithful gospel witness, please partner with us. Hearts for the Lost Ministry, serving the church, proclaiming the gospel. Contact us today at heartsforthelost.com. That's heartsforthelost.com. Now, have a heart and go share your faith.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Iron Works, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hello, I'm Phil Johnson, Executive Director of Grace to You with John MacArthur. I've been a frequent guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and I highly recommend this show. But today I want to tell you about one of its advertisers, Rare Document Traders. Far and away, my favorite source for quality Charles Spurgeon memorabilia. Are you looking for that special, unique Christmas gift for your pastor or missionary friend or a loved one? Why not purchase a piece of church history that any believer would cherish? Rare Document Traders is your one-step source for Spurgeon's handwritten manuscripts and letters, as well as other rare books and collectible items from church history. In 15 years that they've been in business, they've earned a stellar reputation in the Reformed community with thousands of satisfied customers all around the world, including me. Visit RareDocTraders.com today. That's RareDocTraders.com. And look for their upcoming Cyber Monday sales. Don't forget to mention you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RareDocTraders.com.
This program is sponsored by Hope PR Ministry. Hope PR Ministry is a podcast produced by Hope Protestant Reformed Church in Walker, Michigan. We are dedicated to sharing Reformed biblical content every Wednesday and Friday. Tune in for sermons, lectures, and interviews exploring distinctive Reformed doctrines. If you are looking for Christ-centered content, simply search Hope PR Ministry on your favorite podcast platform to begin listening today. Hope PR Ministry also offers Morning Meditations, a daily podcast featuring Reformed devotionals designed to nourish your soul. Start your day with these spiritually enriching messages by tuning in to Morning Meditations wherever you get your podcasts.
I am still praising God for the addition of Gold Wealth Management to the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of advertisers. They are veteran-owned and operated and built on the values of honor, courage, commitment, and service to others. The same values that were instilled in the owner during his 8 years in the Marine Corps. Gold Wealth Management is offering free reports on current market conditions. The threat of BRICS, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The coming digital currency and how to protect your savings and retirement accounts with real assets like physical gold and silver. There is absolutely no pressure and no obligation. Request your free reports today. Call 623-640-5911. That's 623-640-5911. Or visit goldwealthmanagement.com/iron. That's goldwealthmanagement.com/iron. And tell them Chris from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio sent you. Don't wait. Be informed. Be prepared with Gold Wealth Management.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. The Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
Welcome back. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for the full 2 hours of the program is Brian Nind, the president of heartsforthelost.com, and we are discussing today everything that Hearts for the Lost provides for the body of Christ to further equip the flocks that exist all over the world to excite and educate those in the flock to biblically evangelize the lost. And if you have a question for Brian Nind, submit a question to chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state and country of residence. I just want a quick plug an event that's coming up next month at the church where I am a member on Saturday, February 28th. Which will begin at 9 a.m. and go all the way to 2 p.m. That is our conference, our mini conference, I guess you would call it, with Dr. James Renahan, the president of the International Reformed Baptist Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. He will be with us at Trinity Reformed Baptist Church of Carlisle to conduct that one-day seminar, a deep dive into baptism. And it's absolutely free of charge. please send us an email at TRBC, which stands for Trinity Reformed Baptist Church, TRBC at trbccarlisle.org. That's TRBC Carlisle, CARLISLE.org. The only reason that we would like you to register is so that we make sure that we have enough room for those desiring to attend. So we look forward to seeing you Saturday, February 28th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the deep dive into baptism with Dr. James Renahan at Trinity Reformed Baptist Church of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Our website is trbccarlisle.org. But obviously, Brother Nind, since you have this ministry where you are the president, heartsforthelost.com, since your primary goal is to equip, excite, and educate the flocks of Jesus Christ around this country and around the globe, there must be a reason or reasons, plural, that not only you, but even before you, the founder, began this ministry, in that it must involve, as most ministries begin, for a felt need, that there was something amiss or inadequate in the body of Christ, at least very frequently, and therefore, obviously, it is believed by you and your colleagues that the local church very often needs a helping hand when it comes to providing this kind of training. Tell us about what specifically you have noticed that even godly, well-meaning, biblically sound churches sometimes are lacking in these areas of training the members to spread the gospel.
Amen. So when I first got started, I was, I guess, sort of like a cage stage Calvinist, right? Reformed. You just can't understand how nobody is, right? Kind of similarly, getting saved and wanting to tell other people, I just couldn't find a bunch of folks to go out and want to do this with me, or to go to our local marketplace. And, you know, early on, I just like Paul in Athens, I just wanted to go to the marketplace and reason with them daily. I just wanted to go out, get in conversations. One of the things I found really the need on the outside is one, finding people that would never step in a church to hear the gospel. And then two, the people who are going to the wrong churches hearing the wrong gospel. Those are really the need on the outside to go engage, answer hard questions, again, proclaim the gospel. My quirky answers, my intelligence, my methods, my whatever are not the power of God to salvation, right? The gospel is the power of God to salvation. So we go out and do that. Internally, Chris, to answer your question, when I started trying to recruit, and I was doing a lot of men's ministry at the time early on, breakfasts and speaking and trying to just, I don't want to call it recruit, but, you know, just trying to sell the vision and, hey, come out with me. And what I found, many believers really feel unequipped, uncertain, afraid to share their faith, and really have a hard time articulating. And we all assume we know the gospel. We know what happened on the cross. We know we're saved. We know the, but how to articulate that to an unbeliever to share, I'm finding, is a need, a very big need. We can't assume that everyone in our congregation feels confident enough to share the gospel. And just to give you an example, at Cornerstone Bible Church, my home church, we just, Pastor Blake is my mentor, my friend, my brother, basically said, we're going to do this ministry. I want you to get a team together. And, we started equipping our church, right? So, Ephesians 4:11 was the verse we kind of went to, give the apostles, the prophecy, evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers, right? To equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Let's not assume everybody's ready to go. Let's start pouring into our flock and equipping folks to teach. And we started with, what is the gospel? our evangelism 101 class is kind of like the old Vince Lombardi story, right? This is a football. We go back to the absolute fundamentals of the gospel and then build from there, the law and the gospel, true and false conversions, and build. And that's kind of similarly to the Hearts for the Lost and what we do. We want to come in and we want to start at the base floor and build the foundation of the gospel, a foundation of law and the gospel, and then also any other topics that need to be addressed, but also through a practical application of walking someone through. If we study Jesus like we do, he did teach on a whiteboard, right? We didn't have a whiteboard, but he taught out in the public square. He taught his disciples. He taught, but then he also walked alongside brothers and showed them how to do it. Then he let them do it while he was around, and then obviously he commissioned them out. And then when he got ascended, right, then they took off. So in that same vein is giving folks the opportunity to learn what they need to learn, but also go. I was blessed enough to play college football back in the day. And it's similar to, Chris, if you've got a football team and a coach, he teaches the plays on a whiteboard and a playbook. And then he would say, now go play the game. And that's not how it works, right? That's not how any sport works. It's you learn the plays. You figure them all out. Then you go practice for 5 or 6 days and then go play the game. So for that, we really want to get practical. We really want to teach the basics. We want people, and this is how fundamental, bro, at conferences we'll do. We will actually teach people how to hand out a gospel tract. You might laugh, but many people have never even handed out a gospel tract. So how to do it effectively, how to do the conversations, how to start gospel conversations. Andrew Repport said a great teaching for me is how to turn any normal event into a gospel conversation or an item as a game to practice. So just doing these things throughout. But again, the training and equipping the folks to have confidence to start at the level they're ready to start and then encouraged to move forward at whatever level they feel they need to go. And again, with whatever context they're in, where they want to, I've got a family member who I want to share the gospel with. I got someone at work. I got an opportunity at this event, whatever. We want to help share the gospel. So for me, Chris, the need is just the unequipped, uncertain, and afraid to share their faith because they just don't feel confident in that area.
Well, one thing I know that has disturbed me and has disturbed many pastors that I know and Christian apologists are parachurch organizations that set themselves up as mavericks, do have no concern or little concern for the importance of the local church and local pastors. Individuals being under the headship of local elders. And it is refreshing and encouraging to me that you are seeking to equip local churches with this training. You're not trying to usurp local pastors. And how do you approach this issue with local pastors who they might even be initially insulted, thinking, oh, so you don't think that we're adequate to train up our own folks, huh? You know, that kind of a thing. Tell us how you approach this situation with the local church.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's not adequate, but I know specifically where we see our niche is in the smaller to medium-sized churches that pastors are very overwhelmed, overworked, right? Have a lot of things on their plate. Maybe this is something they really want to do, but don't have time. But again, what we want to do is we don't want to, you talk about the maverick, right? Here's what we're not, okay? We're not a brand, right? We're not numbers driven. And we don't do it with gimmicks and techniques. We do it with the Bible. We do it with the gospel. And again, we do it under the authority. We will not, Chris, do an event if an elder or pastor gives us the approval and the authority. If it's some ministry leader, we'll talk to them. We'd love to talk to you. But until I'm in touch with pastor, elder, authority of that local church, we will not come in and do anything. So that is number one. And I am under the authority of my elders at Cornerstone Bible Church. who knows everything, what's going on with the ministry, with me. They listen to our podcast, so we keep us, it's another outlet that we started training and teaching. We can talk about that later, but we do a monthly podcast. I am under the authority of my local church, but when we go out to the event, I'm under the umbrella and the rules and the authority of that local church. And we want to not come in and replace them or anything. We want to work with their vision, what they want. Again, if you just want to train up to do some day-to-day evangelism, we can do that. If you would like to start an evangelism ministry, I'm 2.5 years into the Lord building a ministry, evangelism ministry at Cornerstone. We have a blueprint. I can tell you 120 things not to do. I'm really good at that. But we put together kind of a blueprint to help churches and how to go from four guys at my table doing about two evangelism outreaches to now we've got 15 men on our leadership team. We're doing all kinds of events. We do every Colts home game. We go to our local little Monon once a month. We're hitting every neighborhood. We've got 1,300 houses in our little neighborhood around our church. We want to knock on every one of those doors and share the gospel in 3 years. We got a goal for that. We now have two nursing home ministries going on. We've got a team of four on each running that. And soon to come, we're going to have a Muslim ministry because a couple mosques have gone up in our area. And we want to go share the gospel and love on our Muslim neighbors with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So building this plan, and so not just coming to you telling what you should do, I'm going to share or could share if you want it, what has worked and what not worked. And then also we could just work with a leader. We have a couple leaders that have reached out. My brother Jimmy in Dallas, there was a church Wiley in Wiley, Texas that wanted just to do some training. So he did 6 weeks of training with the guys and now they're out doing evangelism in Dallas and conversational evangelism, riddle boards, those kind of things out in the marketplace. So, we are not here to tell you what you're not doing. We're just here to help you to go where you want to go if you don't have time. Help with the pastors. Again, come alongside and support the vision and mission you already have. So we do not want to usurp their power. That is A, not biblical, and B, nothing I want to be a part of.
And so I'm assuming because of the fact that there, even though there's only one gospel, there is not a cookie cutter approach to communicating that because there are different settings in life where our Lord and his providence places us in the midst of unbelievers to share that gospel there, and they're not identical situations. Street preaching is not the same thing as talking to someone in a hospital waiting room or on a plane or on a bus or a train. It's not the same as talking to your lost friends and family members at the Thanksgiving dinner table. There are different scenarios that are involved that alter the manner with which the gospel is presented, because there are some people you're speaking to where you're confident. I mean, the Lord could take any of us off this planet at any second, and we're not aware of it. I mean, I could have an aneurysm right here while I'm doing the program and be in the presence of Christ immediately. There are certain people that we have confidence. I am going to have a future of interaction with this person. I am going to be speaking with them perhaps every day, every week, every month, or at least during holidays, that kind of a thing. And there are other people where I am likely never going to see this person again. So perhaps go through some of these different scenarios and the approaches that you would be training people on how to handle them to be a bold witness for Christ.
Oh, I love that question. So what I ran into early in my career of evangelism and the ministry, just me doing it, I really wanted to find that one way, little thing, the gotcha, right, that I could just go to every single time. And what I found out, if we're going to be fishers of men, like we're supposed to be, I found out early on is what every good fisherman has is a tackle box. And in that tackle box, you've got different bait, different things for different situations, just like you mentioned. So if we're going to be fishers of men, let's have a gospel-centered tackle box and way to go about where the Lord's called us and what. I've kind of broken, Chris, to kind of break it apart. I call like street preaching, like open-air preaching, right? You're going, this is similar to what I do now at the Colts game, where you got fans that really don't want to stop and talk. They just got to get from their car to the stadium and really just, we don't have time. So we get biblically qualified men to get up and preach a mini sermon, right? A little bit different on the street, but that would be like open air preaching. And then other areas are more inclined to be more open air evangelism. So open air evangelism to me could be anything from handing out gospel tracts, doing survey evangelism, going up with a couple survey questions. We've seen Todd Friel do that a lot, Ray Comfort. You can just start conversations with the survey. Jimmy, my brother Jimmy down in Dallas, he loves Eddie Roman from Living Waters, had a riddle board, kind of a riddle that would get people to stop and try to figure out the riddle. Jimmy loves that and does those. So there's multiple ways. We have I've seen whiteboards. A lot of brothers I see on Facebook have a whiteboard question. It could be like a Charlie Kirk, you know, kind of challenge this claim kind of idea. But put it on the whiteboard. Is Jesus the only way? Yes, no, I don't know. We've done that. Again, anything you can do, because one of the challenges I get or asks I get from folks is, Brian, I've got the gospel. I want to do this. How do I start? Because when you really look at Todd Friel and all the videos, they show you where they're already engaged in a conversation. What a lot of people really need training on is how to get into conversations. What's the best way to have this conversation? What's a good lead in for my mom? Or what's a good lead? We're going to a park. I got a ton of people. You know, how do I go from 0 to 100? How do I get this transition to get into a conversation? So a lot of it is training different things. And again, it's fitting the ways into the way God's gifted you. Not everybody's a Ray Comfort. Not everybody's a Todd Friel. Not everybody's a Chris Arneson that can do radio as well as you do. But you got to do it in what God's gifted you in, and just find where, I don't want to say where you feel comfortable, because I want you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. But find where you feel comfortable and then grow from there. It could be anything from, I tell people, if you want to come out with us, you can do one of three things. One, you can just stand off in the corner and just pray for us. That is awesome. You know, evangelism cannot start, end, or begin or happen without prayer. So you could just be over there praying for our conversations, praying for the Lord to crack hearts, whatever. Number two, you can come and just stand next to the person and be kind of their wingman or wingwoman to listen to the person evangelizing and then kind of learn that way, be close but not in. Or thirdly, if you want to maybe start conversations but feel like, man, if I get trapped on a question I don't know, I'll tap you in, Brian. We even do that. So we try to make it enough where we just don't throw you into the hot seat, but step into it and then try to disciple that person and you know, in the fellowship, disciple them into teaching. And because I've said this, Chris, too, what evangelism will do, no matter what level you are, open-air evangelism will definitely increase two things. It'll increase your Bible study, because someone's going to ask you a question you don't know. And you're going to go back and go, I should know that answer in Leviticus or Deuteronomy or Mark, Matthew. I knew it was kind of somewhere. But so it's going to change your Bible study and your memorization skills. And then number two, it's going to change your prayer life. You're going to want to be praying for people. You meet on the street. You're going to pray for the ability. Don't pray for boldness. Pray for more righteousness, because, you know, the righteous will be bold as a lion. So just go at this as you need to be discipled up in it. Don't be a lone ranger. I mean, even Lone Ranger had Tano, right? But so don't be a lone ranger. Don't go out there and just be by yourself. Be under the authority of the local church, but also be with other folks in your body. Aid all each other accountable. The fellowship's incredible, and you're glorifying God whether you talk to 100 people today or none, as Ryan Denton says. Even if none, you're still glorifying the Lord and just showing up and being his instrument and his tool for his glory. So, the tackle box concept is big. Don't get trapped into just doing one way or one thing, but have multiple, like you said, multiple situations come. But and then I just love to end every conversation with either pointing them to the Bible, and we always have free Bibles. I've got free Bibles. I got download apps. We can get them a Bible, and we do everything we can to point them to a local church. Whether we're in our area, obviously, it'd be easier. But if even I'm trying wherever we go, offsite or somewhere else, trying to find some good biblical churches to at least point them to the local church. So, yeah, man, it's important to know some different ways that you can do. But again, it fits in your don't try to be a comedian if you're not. Don't try to be right. I've seen it, man. It's like, I got to be crazy and funky. Like, you know, I mean, Rick Comfort is funny. I mean, there's some things he does I would never try, right? Todd Friel, same thing. He does a different, but just like, you know, and where that hit home, Chris, was at G3, for example, or at a ShepCon, you see all these men of God, amazing preachers, men of God, but not one of them are the same. Paul Washer's different than Vody, than just John MacArthur. It's just, they're all different. God's gifted them in their way to present. Like you said, we've got one gospel, but there are multiple ways. Again, not multiple ways of the gospel, but multiple ways to get to the gospel and in what context is being shared. So, yeah, hope that answered your question.
Amen. Well, we are going to hear a question before we go to the midway break from somebody that I just heard from recently who is on your team. And let's see here. There it is. He is gave me the good news that he will be joining you at the next Iron Sharpens Zion Radio Free Pastors Luncheon, which will be held Thursday, March 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. And we are featuring for the second time as a keynote speaker my longtime friend since 1996, Dr. Conrad Mbewe, pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa, and planter of Reformed Baptist churches in Africa, and also the founding chancellor of African Christian University. And this is a free event. I will be giving you more details later on in the show. But Heath, is it Shaner or Shanner?
It is Shaner.
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 And he is a member of the Cornerstone Bible Church in Dover, PA, if I'm not mistaken, Dover, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
And he's in training he's in some kind of pastoral training there, right?
Correct. He's going to do evangelism and then youth. He's trained to be youth pastor there.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Arnson. My name is Heath from York, PA. I had an on-air question for Brian regarding his interview today. What does Brian and Hearts for the Lost plan to do after a conference? What specifically does training or help after an event look like? It could be different per context, but what general themes are prevalent after a conference in seeking to equip churches they speak at? Thank you, brother. Okay, we'll have you answer that when we return from our midway break. He's got a number of questions there, and I could repeat them when we come back. We have some other folks waiting for their questions as well, and we'll get to as many of you as possible. But if you'd like to join them with your own question, submit it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Hello, this is Brian Nine, president of Hearts for the Lost Ministry. Our sole mission is to serve the local church and work directly with and alongside pastors and elders with their efforts to equip, excite, and educate their flock in biblical evangelism. We also provide practical experience opportunities in sharing the gospel directly within your immediate community. We accomplish this mission with training and Christ-centered outreach events designed to equip the church and proclaim the good news of the gospel. Our services are always 100% free. If you're looking to equip and mobilize your church for faithful gospel witness, please partner with us. Hearts for the Lost Ministry, serving the church, proclaiming the gospel. Contact us today at heartsforthelost.com. That's heartsforthelost.com. Now, have a heart and go share your faith.
I'm Simon O'Mahony, pastor of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Originally from Cork, Ireland, the Lord in his sovereign providence has called me to shepherd this new and growing congregation here in Cumberland County. At TRBC, we joyfully uphold the Second London Baptist Confession, we embrace congregational church government, and we are committed to preaching the full counsel of God's Word for the edification of believers, the salvation of the lost, and the glory of our triune God. We are also devoted to living out the one another commands of Scripture, loving, encouraging, and serving each other as the body of Christ. In our worship, we sing psalms and the great hymns of the faith, and we gather around the Lord's table every Sunday. We would love for you to visit and worship with us. You can find our details at trbccarlisle.org. That's bccarlisle.org. God willing, we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reform Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. Why not buy that precious loved one a Valentine's Day gift from royaldiadem.com. Get that loved one a head-turning, stunning, breathtaking, gorgeous piece of jewelry, whether it's jewelry that they already have in stock, or if you're having a one-of-a-kind customized piece of jewelry created, like an engagement ring, or even like taking your church logo, your parachurch ministry logo, your seminary logo, your denomination logo, and turning it into a piece of jewelry like a pendant for a necklace or a ring, or anything else your imagination or creativity can conjure up in your brain. And when you purchase jewelry from royaldiadem.com, we also are going to be receiving from you a Valentine's Day gift, because not only does royaldiadem.com automatically every month provide for us financial support, on top of that, royaldiadem.com gives Iron Trip and Zion Radio 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to one of our listeners, as long as those listeners mention Iron Trip and Zion Radio when they purchase their jewelry from royaldiadem.com. So, you see, we'll be getting a Valentine's Day gift from you, too. And by the way, that's my birthday, so it's even more special to me. And if you would love to help Iron Trip and Zion Radio, as well as blessing somebody with an incredible piece of jewelry, go to royaldiadem.com today and mention Iron Trip and Zion Radio. That's royaldiadem.com. And we are now back with my guest today, Brian Nind of Hearts for the Lost Ministry. And before the break, I was reading several questions from a listener who happens to also be on the team of Hearts for the Lost, Heath Shaner, currently in pastoral training at Cornerstone Bible Church of Dover, Pennsylvania. And once again, I'll read his questions. Good afternoon, Mr. Arnson. My name is Heath from York, Pennsylvania. I had an on-air question for Brian regarding his interview today. What does Brian and Hearts for the Lost plan to do after a conference? What specifically does training or help after an event look like? Well, I'll read the rest of it after you finish responding to that. Oh, I'm sorry. I have you on mute. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. So he's an interesting story. So, yeah, he's part of the team, but he was initially at Cornerstone Bible Church here in Westfield. Part of our Heath and I have had a brotherly relationship, and tried to mentor him along, and we've basically. He's part of our ministry and now launched into his own ministry at Andover, PA. We're proud of him. He just moved there a couple weeks ago, and he was part of the team because he did not prep me on this question before he sent it into you. So we're going to have to talk about his membership on the team. That's kind of... But no. So the first is the event itself. Second is the follow-up and the follow-through. So the first on the event, again, working with the church, we've gone to... similar to a ShepCon or a conference setup, where we want to have about 30-minute sermons, mini sermons, on and around evangelism. We really want to get the pastor or local elder to do the first one to kind of kick off a sermon on the mission of evangelism in the church. This would be on a Friday night, for example. We'll do like 6 to 8:30. Then in between the first sermon and the second sermon, we'll do something as simple, maybe 5-10 minutes. Here's how to hand out a gospel tract. And give some practical application. Second sermon, what is the gospel? And then we'll have a how to start a gospel conversation in the middle. Third one, law on the gospel. And then we'll finish up with another practical application. We'll end for the evening, come back Saturday morning. We'll do an intro, and then we'll get right into it, true and false conversion. And then we have two other sessions that could be on a host of topics of the day, or what the church really wants to talk about. It could be evangelism in the local church, sovereignty of God and evangelism, just a whole bunch of different opportunities to preach. And then in between those, have again, practical application is a big piece of this. Then have a lunch with the folks, 12 to 1. And then from 1 to 4, something that I loved Hearts for Lost from the very beginning, we will pick a fishing hole in there in the church's local community, and we will go as a team out to the area, and we will either A, let them just watch us do it, B, let them participate, and or C, let them start, and we'll be alongside them. So it's a really good blend of we want to preach the word of God and how they, you know, how they're going to hear unless someone's sent, and then they're going to hear and come to faith through the word of Christ. So we want to preach and talk about the word of God. We want to give them, like you said, some practical fishing box, tackle box opportunities, and maybe something they want to try and do. But then actually, let's go out and do it and put it into practice. So that is really the theme and the method is the word of God, the gospel, and then practically how to package that up and do it in whatever way you feel God's led you to do it. So that's kind of the event as a whole.
So you using the term fishing hole metaphorically, I immediately envisioned you and Mayberry with Andy Griffith and Barney, you know, doing some track passing out. And
well, what do you say? We did an event in Jasper, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours north of Houston. And the only thing they had going on in town was a bass fishing tournament that we had to go witness to the fishermen as they got off their boats. So yeah, kind of, yeah. But no, I call it whatever your local fishing hole. Let's go fishing, sharing the gospel. Usually it's a park or a mall or something in your town. Town square is always really good. Just to how to go from nothing to starting gospel conversations. And it's just been really helpful practically to help people do and get them kickstarted in whatever area they need. So that's kind of what we do. And if I heard the second question, which we're really moving forward, is what the follow-up is afterwards? Was that the second?
He says, let's see. It could be different per context, but what general themes are prevalent after a conference and seeking to equip churches they speak at?
Gotcha. So general theme is basic gospel 101 training. Absolutely. Breaking apart the gospel so we do not leave a place that at least you can't say we don't know how. Really big believers law in the gospel. I think, you know, everybody attributes Ray Comfort to that, but he stole it from Paul. Anyway, using law, right? I didn't know sin until he's the law. Law, you know, written on our hearts. Everything that really, really, really important to do that way. And then true and false conversions will always be in there. Those will be our three core that every church will hear sermons on, and then obviously the practical application pieces through. But then we can customize. Those are three of the six sermons. So the next three can be customized what you want. And the another thing that is very vital is we do an open Q&A, very similar to ShepCon or some of the major founders, right, where you get some folks up, we get the pastor, we maybe get their evangelism elder, if they have one, get our team members up there. And just that sometimes, Chris, is some of the most, not that anything would be more beautiful than the gospel. Let me rephrase this. Sometimes it really gets the interaction going to more of a dialogue than a monologue, is hearing their barriers. What's getting in their way? What are they struggling with? And being able to just love on that congregation and share with them either tips, tricks, or verses, right? Not in that order. But really helping them get through some of the questions and answers to make it even more practical. So that those, you know, the gospel, law and the gospel, true and false conversions will be standard. Q&A will always be a piece of it. And then the other ones can be customized to that individual church's needs. Hope that answered the question.
Well, thank you, Heath. And I looked up Cornerstone Bible Church there in Dover, PA, and was very impressed with what I saw. So I will plug your church now. If anybody listening lives in the Dover, Pennsylvania area, or perhaps you have loved ones who live in that area, or you may be passing through there on vacation or on a business trip, or whatever reason you might be traveling through that area, visit CBC for Cornerstone Bible Church, cbcdoverpa.org. That's cbcdoverpa.org. And I hope that you take the time to investigate and explore that website and even visit that fine congregation. We have another listener who This listener happens to be a dear friend of mine, and I think that he is a extraordinary, powerful preacher of the gospel, and I'm not just saying that to tickle his ear and to inflate his ego. He is truly a powerful preacher. His name is Pastor Claude Stauffer of Reformata Baptist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. I've had the privilege of visiting that fine congregation for a worship service and was really blown away by Claude's preaching, in addition to him just being an incredibly humble and gracious and kind and loving brother who exudes the love of Christ. He says, "I greatly appreciate Iron Trip and Zion Radio, Mr. Arnzen, and Brian Nine's ministry. How can pastors encourage their congregations to have hearts for the lost?" Interesting question. I think Claude would agree that if you don't have hearts for the lost, you are likely lost yourself. But right. But go ahead, if you could. And Claude has another question also, but first, if you could approach that one.
Yeah, I would feel, number one, obviously from the pulpit, or and I assume Claude is with your glowing recommendation. Again, gospel proclamations in the pulpit, reminders, importance, encouraging. But secondarily, what I'm finding is the way to encourage, if you have someone in your congregation that has been bitten by the evangelism bug, for lack of a better term, encourage them and maybe train them up or disciple them to what we saw the difference is when we started equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry, we started doing classes, we started pouring in and answering questions and starting at the basics and growing up. It really helped because I even worked with my Pastor Kirk and Pastor Blake and Ryan and our whole staff. Their plate's pretty full on doing stuff, and everybody thinks their ministry is the most important, and I get that. So to have the encouragement, the help, and the support to have this ministry and to be poured into, and then the trust and running of underneath their authority and their shepherding, right, to be able to do it. But that really took it from us doing a couple events and really spreading the gospel a little bit in our community, and to doing all the things we're doing, because just like Acts 1:8, right, be my witnesses, but in Jerusalem, in Judea, all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We want to expand that circle. Pastor Jeffrey Rice down in Tullahoma made a quote. He said, "I want to stomp my foot so loud in Tullahoma that the ripple effect of the gospel will just go out to the world." So we're really going deep in our local area, but we want to go wide. Let the Lord take it wide with us and wherever he wants us to go and do that. So I think how to encourage, just do that. If you have someone that's got that they feel like this is it, I guess it'd be bold enough to tell them, "Hey, you don't have it, or let's work on it a little bit." But if they are gifted and you're seeing the fruit and something, I would say empower them with a ministry or empower them with an opportunity to train and equip Bible Sunday schools, classes, maybe during the week, have multiple evangelism training opportunities, even within your church, or B, this is what we're trying to do is help churches facilitate that with you and for you. So that would be my answer to that. Just encourage them, because it is, when you get in, I've been into other churches. I've been at Cornerstone now 5 years, my Cornerstone Bible Church in Westfield, which made it very easy for Heath to leave us, by the way. He didn't have to change his church name. but here at Cornerstone Bible Church, is being able to just, again, be able to go out and do. So I'm blessed here, but other churches can discourage evangelists because maybe the pastor or just doesn't fit their vision, or and I know it should be in every church. I get it, but that just sometimes I've lived this. Chris is sometimes when you tell someone you're an evangelist, you just hear, "Oh, you're one of those." They already have this mindset that you're the guy with the big board, the megaphone, screaming at people. They just have that vision, and it's like, no, it's about going out loving. I mean, how much you have to hate someone not to share the gospel, right? It's just going out, getting into conversation with folks, answering their questions, and just proclaiming the good news of the gospel, you would be amazed at how many people, when you do explain it in a biblical way, I've never heard the gospel like that. I've never heard it like that. So many people are trying to do their methods and all that. So I would say encouragement and empowerment to the level you see their gifting is to equip the saints and teach and let it just bubble up from there.
Oh, by the way, I just got a correction from my friend Claude Ramsey of Reformata Baptist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm sorry. I have a friend also named Claude Stauffer, and I'm sorry for the mix-up there, Brother Ramsey.
I thought you were going to go Claude Ramsey when you first announced it. Like, oh, that sounds like Claude Ramsey, but then you went somewhere else. Like, oh, man. I met Brother Ramsey down at Tullahoma as well. That brother can preach, man. And I've watched some of his sermons. I respect him from afar. I'm up here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Claude, just brother, if you, with your excitement and enthusiasm with the Bible and the Word and the gospel, I just can't imagine, you know, you getting a few guys wrapped up around you and go take that to your local marketplace.
By the way, Claude Stauffer is a wonderful brother in Christ, although I have more disagreements with Claude Stauffer than I do with Claude Ramsey, because Claude Stauffer is a Calvary Chapel pastor, not a theologically reformed one like Claude Ramsey. But anyway, the other question that Claude Ramsey has is, earlier you used the phrase biblically qualified men in reference to those involved in open-air preaching. Please elaborate on the importance of this qualification, particularly in relation to evangelizing under the umbrella of the local church. That's very good, because I've heard many people on the show, even that I've interviewed, who their primary ministry is open-air evangelism, street preaching, and so on. And they have competition or rivals from a lot of men who are mavericks and lone wolves, who are not only sometimes blatantly heretical, but they have no local church overseeing them. And so this is doubly important, this question about the being biblically qualified to do this and to be evangelizing under the umbrella of the local church. But if you could comment.
Yeah, I think it fits right under the formula of Romans 10, right? How they're going to hear or believe without hearing, how they're going to hear without preach, how to preach without being sent. And I truly, after doing this as long as I have, that sending, shepherding, accountability, authority, gifting, and having your elders say, yep, this is for you. I see it. I see the fruit. Go represent our church out there. And then having that accountability of, hey, man, you kind of missed on that sermon, or we need to work on this piece, what have you, is being humble enough to be taught as well. But I go not only into the local church. Are you a are you trained up? Are you is it confirmed by elders that you are ready to go? And I get it. Street sermons and street preaching a little different than pulpit. It shouldn't be that different, other than shorter and a little different, maybe structure. But it still should be biblical expository as much as it can be, and a whole lot of gospel as they're walking by. But I also, you know, that shouldn't be walking in any known practicing sin. Should be biblical qualified male. And again, you should be sent from the local church. And as you're witnessing, you should be pointing people to the local church. I point them to the Word of God. Do you have free Bibles? Do you have opportunities to get into the Word? Do you have multiple? Like, if I go downtown, I've got different churches around Indianapolis that I can point them to any direction they may be, if they're not up north where we are. We're about 35 minutes north of downtown Indianapolis. So Claude, I totally know you as a brother, at least from afar. And that would be definitely my answer. And what I'm seeing, when I do see those rogue guys, and actually those turn into evangelism events a lot, because I want to go talk to them. I'll let one of my brothers that I'm training up, hey, you take over. I'm gonna go talk to this guy, one, to get him off the mic usually, but two, sometimes it's an evangelism event, sometimes discipleship. But what I'm finding is they don't want the authority or the accountability of a local church. They don't want to work under rules and just kind of want to do their own thing. Or three, like you said, just absolutely, I don't believe this part of the Bible. I'm going to go preach what I feel it says and what I think it says and what you other Orthodox Reform boys are messing up or whatever. They typically don't want that covering to do and say what they want to say. So, I'm passionate about trying to reclaim open air preaching back to what its roots was and were. I want to be like Paul, go into the marketplace and reason with them daily. I want to get up on a box if I need to, if people aren't, you know, if they're moving a lot. But at the end of the day, a lot of folks are like, well, we don't be categorized like the Westboro Baptists or those folks out there. Well, fine. Let's not hide in our towns. Let's go out and show the people what real biblical gospel proclamation looks like. And let's go reclaim the streets.
Amen. Well, since I have such a high regard for Pastor Claude and his ministry, I definitely want to plug his church. That is the Calvary Chapel of Hope in North Amityville, Long Island. I'm just kidding. Pastor Claude Ramsey, his church is Reformata Baptist Church of Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm delighted that they finally have their own website. They were just promoting themselves on Facebook for a long time. ReformataBaptistChurch.org. ReformataBaptistChurch.org, and that's ReformatA BaptistChurch.org. Love you, brother, and thank you for contributing to the discussion today. And thank you for your patience and forgiveness toward me for screwing up your last name. We are going to our final break. And if anybody else has a question for Brian Nind of Hearts for the Lost Ministry, heartsforthelost.com, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name, at least, city and state, and country of residence. Please don't go away. We're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church in Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Hello, this is Brian Nine, president of Hearts for the Lost Ministry. Our sole mission is to serve the local church and work directly with and alongside pastors and elders with their efforts to equip, excite, and educate their flock in biblical evangelism. We also provide practical experience opportunities in sharing the gospel directly within your immediate community. We accomplish this mission with training and Christ-centered outreach events designed to equip the church and proclaim the good news of the gospel. Our services are always 100% free. If you're looking to equip and mobilize your church for faithful gospel witness, please partner with us. Hearts for the Lost Ministry, serving the church, proclaiming the gospel. Contact us today at heartsforthelost.com. That's heartsforthelost.com. Now, have a heart and go share your faith.
This program is sponsored by Hope PR Ministry. Hope PR Ministry is a podcast produced by Hope Protestant Reformed Church in Walker, Michigan. We are dedicated to sharing Reformed biblical content every Wednesday and Friday. Tune in for sermons, lectures, and interviews exploring distinctive Reformed doctrines. If you are looking for Christ-centered content, simply search Hope PR Ministry on your favorite podcast platform to begin listening today. Hope PR Ministry also offers morning meditations, a daily podcast featuring Reformed devotionals designed to nourish your soul. Start your day with these spiritually enriching messages by tuning into Morning Meditations wherever you get your podcasts.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
When
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Greetings. This is Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. SecureCom provides the highest level of security systems for residential buildings, municipalities, churches, commercial properties, and much more. We can be reached at securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. But today, I want to introduce you to my senior pastor, Doug McMasters of New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island.
Doug McMasters here, former director of pastoral correspondence at Grace to You, the radio ministry of John MacArthur. In the film Chariots of Fire, the Olympic gold medalist runner Eric Liddell remarked that he felt God's pleasure when he ran. He knew his efforts sprang from the gifts and calling of God. I sense that same God-given pleasure when ministering the Word and helping others gain a deeper knowledge and love for God. That love starts with the wonderful news that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who died for sinners, and that God forgives all who come to Him in repentance, trusting solely in Christ to deliver them. I would be delighted to have the honor and privilege of ministering to you if you live in the Long Island area or Queens or Brooklyn or the Bronx in New York City. For details on New Hyde Park Baptist Church, visit nhpbc.com. That's nhpbc.com. You can also call us at 516-352-9672. That's 516-352-9672. That's New Hyde Park Baptist Church, a congregation in love with each other, passionate for Christ, committed to learning and being shaped by God's Word, and delighting in the gospel of God's sovereign grace. God bless you.
I'm truly grateful for many things that the Trump administration has ushered in, but here's something that seriously concerns me. On July 18th, President Donald Trump signed the Genius Act into law. This new law allows financial institutions to convert your hard-earned dollars into stable coins, a digital token backed by $37 trillion in national debt. They will not need your approval.
You hand over your dollars, and they give you a trackable, programmable, freezable token. This sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. They get control, and you get surveillance. Stable coins are not freedom. They're a digital leash. This is one step away from a full-blown digital currency. How stable is a stable coin? If your account is hacked, or if the power grid goes down for a period of time, you can instantly be locked out. It is time to get some of your hard-earned money outside of the traditional banking system and the U.S. dollar. If you want to have a better understanding of stablecoins and the future of money, then please call my friends at Gold Wealth Management and request your free report. This report is a must-read. Call or text Gold Wealth Management today at 623-640-5911. That's 623-640-5911. The report is free and there's no obligation. Again, call or text 623-640-5911. Tell them Chris from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio sent you.
And folks, please never forget that this program is also paid for in part by the law firm of Buttafuoco and Associates. If you are the victim of a very serious personal injury or medical malpractice anywhere in the United States, please call my longtime, very dear friend and brother in Christ, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, at 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit Dan's website, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. And please make sure you tell Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, that you heard about his law firm, Buttafuoco and Associates, from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And I want to thank Dan Buttafuoco for just sending in a check that we received yesterday, another generous check from Buttafuoco and Associates. Thank you so much, brother. Also, I want to remind our listeners about something I had briefly mentioned earlier in the show. If you're a man in ministry leadership, you are invited to the next free biannual Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon featuring, for the second time, Dr. Conrad Mbewe as our keynote speaker. I truly believe, and I'm saying this without a fear of sinning with flattery and exaggeration and a hyperbole, I truly believe Dr. Conrad Mbewe is one of the most powerful preachers alive on the planet Earth today. He will be our keynote speaker. He is a world-renowned, highly sought-after conference speaker. He is an author, and he is the founding chancellor of African Christian University and planter of dozens of Reformed Baptist churches on the African continent, in addition to being pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa. Everything is free at my pastor's luncheons, not only the admission and the lunch itself, and your opportunity to hear Dr. Mbewe preach, and your opportunity to fellowship with colleagues in ministry, both those that you may have had friendships with for years and those that you will be meeting for the first time. All of that is free, but on top of that, everyone in attendance receives a heavy stack of free brand-new books, possibly two heavy sacks of free brand-new books, personally selected by me and generously donated by Christian publishers all over the United States and United Kingdom. If you'd like to register for this free event, which will be held on Thursday, March 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, just send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. Remember, you have to be a man in ministry leadership. Also, the night before the Pastor's Luncheon, Dr. Mbewe will be preaching at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 4th, at Trinity Reformed Baptist Church of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the church where I am a member. For more details on how to get to the Trinity Reformed Baptist Church, go to their website, trbccarlisle.org, trbccarlisle.org. And folks, I forgot to mention earlier on in the show, as I normally do, we are in urgent need of your financial help. I thank God that through his providence, heartsforthelost.com came through very recently with an annual sponsorship check, which we urgently needed because we've lost two of our largest advertisers, and a third one may be on its way, and I'm still waiting for a previous client or customer or sponsor who had an annual advertising campaign with us, and they may not be renewing it. So we're in urgent need of your help to replace and replenish that lost income. One of our lost advertisers was a wonderful Christian bookstore in this area with a global customer base that had been providing the best in Christian literature at reasonable prices for over 50 years, and they tragically had to permanently close their doors recently. Well, if you love this show and you don't want us to go off the air, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, sending a physical check at your post office to a physical mailing address, there will also be a physical mailing address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, as Hearts for the Lost Ministry is now doing, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private professional practice, like a law firm, a medical firm, maybe it's just a special event, whatever it is, if it's compatible with my beliefs, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign because we're just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as your donations. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. And last but not least, if you're not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, doctrinally solid church, no matter where you live in the world, I have extensive lists of biblically faithful churches like Reformata Baptist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Cornerstone Bible Church in Dover, Pennsylvania, and many churches all over the planet Earth. And I've helped people all over the world in our audience find churches that are biblically faithful, sometimes even just a couple of minutes from where they live, and that may be you too. So no matter where you live, if you're without a biblically faithful church home, please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Brian Nind. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. And give us your first name, at least, city and state and country of residence. And we have Clara in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who has a question for you, Brian. I am so delighted to hear about another ministry like yours that is bringing to an end the slanderous caricatures of Calvinists, a.k.a. Reformed Christians, where you do have a heart for the lost, and the accusation is constantly that we do not and are not involved actively in evangelism. However, there is a difference between the way that those with sovereign grace convictions approach evangelism. Can you provide us with some of those examples?
Yeah, I think very, very, very clearly we rely on the gospel. We rely on God's word, and we rely on God and the Holy Spirit to crack or convict. I don't know how the other camp does it, where so much of the result is based on their performance and their methods and their ways, and rely so much on that, where it's so freeing just to know that our obedience is just to share the gospel. Our obedience is to go love our neighbor, love our enemies enough to get in a conversation and share the gospel and do it in a way with gentleness and respect as when we share the hope that we have and give a defense for that, if that comes up, which it will. And also in that Tullahoma with Claude and Michael, Pastor Michael Schultz had a wonderful talk where he just talked about don't be a jerk, right? The gospel is offensive enough. We don't need to add to it with our attitudes and our the way we do things. So keeping it biblical, keeping it in and through the local church model, and knowing that the power of God to salvation is the gospel, not our fruitless attempts of humor or whatever, snazziness or quip answers, keeping it biblical, keeping it real, that I think is a big difference. Now, I do see a lot more of those others out in the streets and the prisons out there more than us Reformed folks. So I would urge the Reformed brethren, pastors, elders, leaders out there, yes, theology is absolutely tantamount. It should drive our evangelism. It should drive everything of how we study and know God. But at some point, we need an outflow. We need to go be his witness out in the community and share the gospel with those that would never come in our churches or that are unfortunately in a place that's sharing the wrong gospel or another gospel and that are cursed. So I hope that answers your question.
And let me throw some of my own out there and perhaps some of the differences in approach to evangelism that separate theologically Reformed Christians from those who are not, including Arminians and others. There is a common phrase that is used in evangelism, for instance, by those who are not theologically Reformed. Well, they will either, if it's a one-on-one situation, or whether they are speaking to a huge crowd on a college campus or on a street corner or at a park, they will declare to people they have never met in their lives, Jesus loves you and died for you and paid for your sins. Now, we believe that everyone for whom Christ died will be saved because his death was a perfect sacrifice. He actually died as a substitute, and he actually did pay completely for the sins of his people. Wouldn't that be something that we would frown upon and urge our brothers in Christ to use that phrase to cease from using it, because you're really deceiving people into thinking that in some way they may think that they're safe with God. Well, if Jesus loves me and he died for me, what should I be worried about? I mean, if you could pick up on that.
Yeah, no, and I watched the Super Bowl and he gets us, right? Yeah, so right. No, you're absolutely right. That I would first take someone that leans into that, and I'll go fast. I won't pass go. Won't collect $200. Just go to Psalm 5:5, right? How he hates evildoers, and will not be thwarted, and all the verses, right? And it is not. Here's another thing. You're already backing up. If you ask people if they're a good person, for example, or where they stand, most people will declare their goodness. That's also in the scriptures, right? So they will declare their goodness. Say, I'm not as bad as that other dude. But then when you walk them through the law and really let that convict them, I've seen it a lot, brother, that just, yeah, Jesus loves you. God loves you. Man, we need to get a little more deeper in that and start at a different point, because I do believe and espouse that, right? The gospel is good news. Absolutely. But really, to understand the good news, you need to understand the bad news, right? The bad news makes the good news make sense. And to really, truly understand the bad news, you need to understand God and his nature and his attributes and everything about him. Yes, the love part, but we also need, Jeremiah talked about 9:23-24, I believe, right? That I practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness. Let's get it all. And the righteousness piece, you can't get on your own. Justice, it's coming. Appointed man that I once then face judgment, then the love comes in, but it's an active love of sin in Christ. But we need to get that other stuff sorted out first. You're right. It is me, not a lot.
And we are out of time, brother. I loved every minute of our interview. If anybody wants to find out more about Hearts for the Lost Ministry, go to heartsfortheloss.com, heartsfortheloss.com. And I hope everybody listening has a safe and happy and joyful and healthy and Christ-honoring weekend and Lord's Day. And I hope you all always remember for the rest of your entire lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.